I do want to make a quick introduction. I have a disclosure. I work for GTC Bio Therapeutics. I'm the Director of Medical Affairs for Southeast U.S. We're hematology. We don't have anything to do with this, so there's, I don't think, any particular conflict. I'm also the Executive Director of the HIV Nutrition Network. We have filed the paper for our MPO to actually change that to the Healthy Living Nutrition Network, as we all are starting to understand that nutrition from a global standpoint is sincerely a problem. And I'm going to make my plug. I want everybody in here to know this number, because it's very important. 24,500 children every single day die of starvation or malnutrition related disease. So when you're thinking about your giving coming up for this holiday season, please remember our international community of children who really need your help. I'm also the chair pro tem of the policy committee of the epidemiology section. Today, our presenters are Michael Kiten, William Thompson, Olivia Shab, and Mackenzie Cutchall, and I'm sorry, you're and Aaron Cater. So the first presentation will be Michael Kiten. This is depressive symptom trajectories associated with mental health outcomes in young adulthood. Michael is from the Ontario Tobacco Research Unit. Our next presentation will be from Bill Thompson from the CDC, and this is on assessing the relationships between childhood sexual abuse, social and emotional support, and mental health by gender among adults. And it sounds like very interesting data. When I reviewed the abstract, it seemed incredible. Next will be Olivia Shab. Are you Ms. Shab? Nope. Is Ms. Shab here? Raise your hand. Okay. Hopefully she will show up. If not, we might get out of here a little bit early. I'm sure nobody won't complain. Next is Mackenzie Cutchall, Sex Worker Diversion Program, Factors Predicting Success and Treatment for Co-Occurring Disorders in High-Risk, Hard-to-Reach Populations. And that will follow us up. At the end of this, what we'll do is we'll have the panel come back up and allow a more Socratic dialogue with the audience. What I like to see is audience participation. If you have data or interest in what our presenters are doing and would like to share what you're doing or provide commentary, I'm sure they'll welcome that. After each presentation, I'll try to take one or two brief questions, but we'd like to hold most of them for the end of the meeting so you can have a more engaging discussion. So with that, I want to make one or two more comments, and I'll let Michael take off. How many here, since you've been in San Francisco, have been accosted by someone who is homeless? So it's almost universal. How many in here have been accosted more than once? How many have been accosted by two at once? Okay, so one of the things that I thought was very striking that we in the world of psychiatry and psychology need to be aware of, the literature is very clear that about 45% of the homeless in any given urban population has a mental disorder of one sort or another. Many are actually schizophrenic, off medications, they may be bipolar, schizoaffective. The question that I want to ask San Francisco is, what's going on? I was here a few years back, and it didn't seem to be this aggressive. I actually did an interview with a San Francisco police officer, and I wanted to share his thoughts with this group. His thoughts were there are a lot of the indigent who could work and don't, and his feelings were that we shouldn't help them, that they need to help themselves. I don't think I would go that draconian, but I would certainly agree that if somebody can work, we should facilitate their ability to work. When I asked him about those who potentially may have some psychological disturbance, he was unclear as to what programs there were in the city of San Francisco to take care of these people. When I further asked him how did he and his peer group amongst the San Francisco Police Department work with these people, he said, for the most part, we leave them alone. And I said, well, why is that? He said, well, if I arrest them, I have to take them downtown. I have to fill out paperwork. The county or city has to care for them. If they have a health problem, we then have to treat them, or we're liable. So I raise this to your awareness to think about as you go home. We who are epidemiologists, we're not just sitting around in an office and crunching data and writing papers and providing this to health activists. I think epidemiology is an action-oriented science. Participatory action research is part of what we should be engaged in. So when you go back to your homes, many of you may be psychologists or involved in the mental health or social work field, think about this for a moment. Are we as a society failing the other citizens of our society who have health care issues that they themselves cannot take care of? Is it proper and right for them to be left on the streets? So I will conclude what I'm thinking. It's just a point to ponder. Okay.